Hi there, fans. Mr. Serica here from Intelligent Phone Fantasy. And this post is a little peek into one submissive journey from a delightful pet that I've had the pleasure of playing with for quite some time. His name is Eric, and he's a very cordial, well-read young man. And when he came to me with submissive desires. Never really exploring submissiveness, but having those erotic thoughts and feelings and not knowing what to do with them. So when getting to know Eric and negotiating our play, one of the questions I like to ask is, what are your goals? What do you expect to accomplish with your submission? Eric rightfully was kind of confused or unsure, but after some discussion, we came to the understanding that he was interested in exploring all types of submission: physical, mental, edging, orgasm control, and eventually, yes, that led to chastity. But the major goal, the most important goal, and maybe the furthest out goal, is for him to prepare his mind and body to submit in so many ways that when he met that woman that would guide him in a female-led relationship, he would be prepared. So on with our play we went, with edging, cum eating, toys, and like I said previously, chastity. And with our play, it started to become evident to me as his mistress that our connection was of a state that it was actually hindering his submissive expression with others. And what I mean by that specifically, when he was tasked to serve another mistress, he felt it difficult to submit and respond to the other woman. He couldn't get into that subspace. Now, just like anything else, our human brains and our bodies become accustomed to a certain stimulus, and we even start reacting physically and emotionally to that stimulus, even by thinking of it. So when this reality came into play, and me keeping the eye on the ultimate goal of him being able to submit to whomever in the future, him being so connected with me and my way of domination would actually be detrimental to his submissive growth. We talked at length about it. It was decided that he needed to find 5 enchantrix mistresses to session with, to practice submitting to other mistress styles, and through that practice, help mold his mind and his body to submit to the woman at hand, not me. On my blog, I've posted what Eric submitted to me regarding his thoughts on the sessions with each one of the enchantrix mistresses. And the other ladies that he sessioned with was Enchantrix Daphne. She can be found at enchantrixdaphne.com. He also sessioned with Mistress Andy of phonesexprincessblog.com. For the next session, he sessioned with Mistress Kelly of eroticdenial.com, Mistress Harper from fetishphonesexblog.com. And rounding out this bevy of beautiful women is Mistress Bethany, our adorable tea girl on staff. And you can find her at teagirlprincess.com. To read more of Eric's musings, you do have to go to my blog at intelligentphonefantasy.com. Or if you're at my blog, just read. This is not one of those audios where I'm going to read the blog to you. Eric has exceeded my expectations. Thoughtful, expressive, and always wanting to please me, he did a fantastic job. Now, if you were thinking about your submissive journey, where it might lead, I encourage you to reach out to 1, 2, 3, or 4 ladies. And of course, I want you to consider sessioning with me. Give them a call and talk for a few minutes, even a 10-minute session, offering your submissive services, letting them know what your goals are, what is off the table in the negotiation process, and then sampling their various styles. It will round you as a submissive to help yourself submit to various types of stimuli. And I know that our journey together will leave you amazed and pleased by how well and how easily you submit. Do you have submissive fantasies? I'd love to talk to you, so give me a call. Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975.